B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Love Easy Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. We are in Mooresville right now.
I know. This is so exciting. This is like our first on-the-road show, and we're going to do a little tour.
Yeah, we are. It's the MRL Fam Jam. Our goal is to meet 10,000 people. That's our goal.
Not today.
Well, it'd be great if we could do it today.
Knock it all out, yeah. We have a plan to meet 10,000 people before we, May.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we need to...
Before we start mailing it in.
For the summer.
For the summer.
Yeah.
Has anyone done this math? That's like 1,000 people every
Friday. No, I did the math. It ain't good. let's just try and meet our goal.
Well, the idea is that we want to come in, take a picture with you. We got Dunkin' gift cards for you. We're at the Dunkin' Donuts. Here in Mooresville, now everybody in Mooresville called this week and gave us different landmarks for the Dunkin' that we're at.
Yes, we were told it was near the McDonald's. Somebody said it was across the street from the police station. Another person said it's near the ABC.
Yep.
But either way, it's the Dunkin' Donuts on East Plaza Drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah, and Kimberly, who is the one that's running the show here for Dunkin', said that it's right by the college.
Another landmark.
Yeah, there's another landmark.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you guys so much for having us. Thanks, Stacy and Melanie, for getting us set up. Brad, our engineer, who's here.
A lot of people woke up super early when they don't have to, and they came here and made this possible. So thank you for that. And just so everyone knows, on the way here, we almost died thanks to Mani and his driving abilities. That was fantastic. Only us trying to pull a Yui over a median in the middle of the road.
Well, Mooresville, get streetlights. I couldn't see. I was going to make a left over a median.
It was sprinkling, too, at that point. Yeah. I don't think Mani could find the windshield wipers, so...
Elect me mayor of Mooresville, and I will put streetlights in, I promise.
Yeah. And then at one point, we passed the Fox 46 vehicle, flying by, beeping the horn, being as dramatic as we could, hoping we'd get on camera.
And we were hoping you know how sometimes TV does the...
road cam?
They do the road cam. We were hoping that we were on the road cam, so I quickly jumped in front of them so that the Kiss... Listen, we need as much publicity as we can get with Kiss 95.1, so...
Flashing our lights at them.
Yeah.
Waving.
We want you guys to come by today. We have so much going on. Roy's got a game here that he's made. It is called the Lucky Charm Game in honor of St. Patty's Day on Sunday.
It is. We pretty much took what you could imagine as like 2 liter bottles, 2 of them taped together, and there's Lucky Charms inside. You have to shake it to get the Lucky Charms to the other bottle. Now, I was.
Is there a time limit that I have?
Well, so I was.
It takes about 30 seconds.
It takes about 30 seconds if you're doing it hard.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah, my kind of radio show.
So you just got to keep doing that, and then the first one who beats us wins a prize. We got prizes here.
We got a ton of Dunkin' gift cards.
Yep. Yeah. We have some Kiss goodies, too. But the idea is for you to come by. We'll play Can't Be Loren live with someone around 7:35 this morning.
Yep.
It's going to be just a regular show. We want to talk to you. We're going to take phone calls.
Legendary Friday Free-for-All is going to kick off at 7:45.
Yep. We've got Sham Jam tickets for tomorrow's St. Patty's Day party, which we're doing at Queen Park Social. So there's so much going on today. We also need to get – you know what we need to do? We need to bring Nicole back because she's back at the studio today. But we need to get Nicole on to talk about L.A. And, like, because the whole thing was that she did a Airbnb with a couple, and I heard that the guy knocked on their door every morning. The owner of the Airbnb was coming to them.
And get this.
Checking in on them.
I heard that there was a secret camera. Yeah, in the home.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
All right, so like around 6:50 this morning, we're going to get the details on that with producer Nicole. So we do have a lot planned, but we do want you to come by. If you're in the Mooresville area or you're around this area, we want you to stop by the Dunkin'. Once again, we're on East Way Drive, right? East Plaza Drive.
Yeah.
Right across from
That's about right. You drove here. You drove here and you didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. But is there a drive-thru here, Kimberly, at this there's a drive-through too, so I want Roy to go work the drive-through window at some point.
You can do that. I am wearing a headset right now.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of works out that way.
Kimberly, come on over on this microphone here for a second, Kimberly.
Just pick this microphone right on up.
Yeah.
Just sit there. Okay.
This is Kimberly, a district manager from Duncan. And so thank you for having us, by the way.
Oh, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. And we so what do you guys have planned for? Because I know you guys always have, like, around holidays. You do holiday-themed donuts, coffees, and stuff like that. What do we got today?
Oh, nothing much.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, so we're all green.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have our Irish cream swirl and our, you know, in little Girl Scout chocolate mint. So,
sweet.
Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, we're ready.
Okay, good. So come by and grab some of those. And like we said, we have gift cards. And we want to take pictures with you guys. We want to meet 10,000 people. And we actually don't, it doesn't count unless we take a picture.
Yeah, you can't just drive by Duncan. And that was them.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to come in and say hi.
Yeah, it has to. You have to come by. So, all right, we are at the Duncan. We are going to do a show live here. We want to say hi to everybody, as many people as we can. Up next, we're going to tell you this is perfect for anyone who is heading to work this morning. We have a job for you. This is an actual job wanted ad where you get paid to do nothing.
Isn't that what we do? I'm just kidding.
All right, we're going to get that on your radar.
I'm kidding.
If you're looking for a job change and you want to get paid to do nothing, make sure you're listening in just about 8 minutes with the MRL show.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Maney Roy and the Red Morning Show. We are at Duncan in Mooresville off of East Plaza Drive.
Hey, the Mooresville Fire Department just rolled. Oh, maybe they don't want us to say that on the radio.
It might be secretive. Oh, he's in his own, he's in the whole get-up thing,
now
too.
Now we just busted it up.
What's up, guys? How are you? Come on over. We want to hook you up with some gift cards for doing the hard work that you guys do.
He's like, thanks. You could have given me that before I ordered.
Before they ordered. What's up with that? Here you go, guys. Yeah, thanks for keeping us safe.
Yes, you go. Thank you.
Are you guys just getting off? Are you done? Did you work overnight? Oh, in an hour and a half to get off?
Wow.
Cool. Come over here and talk on the microphone for one quick second. I have a question for the third shifters. Come on.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Come
on
over.
No one's listening to this show anyway.
We just bribed you with a gift card.
Yeah, all right.
What's your name?
Mark Shiflett.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
My name's Maney.
I'm Loren.
And I'm Roy. We make up the Maney Roy of the Red Morning Show.
So we work on Kiss 95.1, a little radio station, and we work in South End, so we're visiting different Dunkins, and we picked Mooresville first. Listen, I know you have connections with City Hall. Will you tell them to add more streetlights, please? I almost turned over a median on my way here.
Yeah.
We can definitely work on that.
You can work on that, right?
We almost had to call you if we wrecked. It would have been really bad.
I would have been hung up on the median with the radio station vehicle, Mark.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have been at Dunkin' getting some great coffee. You'd have been dealing with our idiots.
I'm pretty sure it was user error, but
hey,
that's fine.
Does the Mooresville Fire Department have a fire boat?
Well, we have some small rescue style boats, not necessarily a fire boat.
Yeah. Because Loren's yacht, if it ever burns, is going to need the Mooresville fire boat to help put it out. Right?
Yeah. We can send help.
So what time did you get on last night?
We worked 24 hours, so we got here at 7:30 yesterday morning.
7:30 yesterday morning, and now you're about to go home.
I'm about to go home.
And you'll sleep through the day?
No.
No?
Oh.
Do you sleep at night?
We did. Most of the night, till about 4:30 when the storms came through this morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We've been up since then.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming by, man. Yes, thanks for doing what you guys do, all you boys out there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mooresville Fire Department. There's Mark, everyone.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mark.
Wow.
On,
if they stick around too long, I'm going to go out there and play with the siren.
Yeah, they're heading out now.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, this is for anyone who is driving to work right now and is looking to get a job where they pay you to do absolutely nothing.
Oh.
The good news is you literally get paid to do nothing. You get paid $2,300 a month, plus annual raises, benefits, vacation time, and a guaranteed pension.
That's better than my deal.
To literally do nothing. This
for
company.
What?
Well, the bad news is the company's in Sweden.
Okay, who cares
so
about that?
Company,
I'll move to Sweden to do nothing.
Right.
The Swedish company, they're an experimental art company, and they want to hire one very lucky person whose responsibility is to do a free job. Basically we're going to pay you $2,300 a month to do whatever it is you want to do, and that thus becomes your job.
That's amazing.
Why? I don't understand. Is that art?
I guess.
Like some art thing.
Yeah, you might be wondering what a job basically requires you to clock in, clock out every day. And according to the website and the ad, it says the selected candidate will earn the salary of $2,300 simply by doing whatever they consider to be the job.
That's great.
So,
wow. Sign me up.
Seriously. People will fight over that job. There's only one lucky person that's getting that job.
Yeah. $2,300 a month plus full pension, which is nice. So, all right. There you have that. We are live in Mooresville at Dunkin'. You ready to do the dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get into it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jersey Shore's Pauly D and Vinny are about to launch a new MTV dating show. Now, I guess this will be a little spin off The Bachelor. It's going to be a dating show called Double Shot at Love. Now, here's how it works. 20 women will compete to be Pauly D or Vinny's ride or dies. And the men will get to choose who stays and who goes. The twist is the women get to choose who they want, too. So it's not just, you know, they're competing for one person.
Right.
They get to decide whether they want to be Pauly D or Vinny's girl.
I thought he was in jail.
You know.
With the tax thing?
Yeah. The new show will premiere on April 11th on MTV. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, she is finally returning to The View, and she surprised everybody on her first day back. If you haven't been following, she was suffering from pneumonia and sepsis. So her body was literally attacking itself for over a month. It took her to get better. So she's taking things slow, getting back to her duties, and she is warning people to just take care of themselves during this flu season.
Amen to that. I had the flu.
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
I know. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So Lori Loughlin and her daughter are facing a ton of backlash over this whole paying to get into college. Now, Fuller House has cut ties with Lori Loughlin. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, Hallmark has dropped the family.
Because she's in a lot of like Christmas Hallmark movies too.
Yeah,
she is the Christmas Hallmark.
Yeah,
the face of Hallmark.
Yeah, truly,
Lori Loughlin. And I guess it's going to be hard to do the show from jail. I don't know. You know,
I think it'd be good content.
I think it adds edge to Fuller House.
Yeah,
Uncle Jesse should have married
house.
A bad edge.
She's going to the big house.
Yeah, that's right.
Her daughter was also dropped by Sephora. She's a YouTube star, and she dropped out of USC in the midst of this entire scandal. So,
wow.
Yeah. Big things happening on that front, but that's your dirty.
All right. When you get married, you become newlyweds, and then you go on a honeymoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, newlyweds have now started a new trend, according to the New York Times. Nicole brought me back a New York Times yesterday from L.A., and I was reading it. Wait to hear what newlyweds are now deciding to do. It's called unimoons.
Unimoons.
Okay. And we'll tell you what unimoons are coming up around 6:35 this morning.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
We sound a bit different. It's because we're currently at the Dunkin' in Mooresville off of East Plaza Drive. And producer Nicole, she just went to L.A., and she brought back a New York Times, and we were in the office reading it. And we saw this article about unimoons. And we're going to get into producer Nicole's whole L.A. trip coming up here in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, how she was Airbnb-ing with a couple that was staying. And they had some weird rules.
Yeah.
And thoughts about Nicole staying there with her friend. But, yeah, unimoons, Lorraine, this is crazy. I was reading this.
Yeah, tell me what this is.
So it's new research that says that one in four Americans report that they get more out of traveling when they do it alone. So more and more people are taking unimoons. So, like, instead of the honeymoon where you both go somewhere, you both go separate places. You do your own
that sounds
vacation.
Awful. The whole point of a honeymoon is to go somewhere, relax, enjoy it together, and move furniture.
Right.
Well,
and imagine if, you know, you're one of those who waits until you're married. Then you got to wait like another week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a certain Mrs. Maney who would love to take a unimoon right now.
And right.
After you've been
married for 9 years.
Or getting on to that 8-year anniversary. Yeah. There's no doubt that as you move in. That's so strange, though, dude. So they go on individual honeymoons.
Yeah, so the Times followed this couple, and they couldn't agree on a post-wedding destination. The groom wanted to go to France. The bride didn't. So the bride went to Toronto, while he and his buddies went to Europe.
And they're still married.
Paris.
Yeah.
But like that didn't end the marriage.
No.
Like they went on their honeymoons and now they're living happily ever after.
Yeah, they're probably two very independent people, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel
like
I could
see you doing that. That seems like a year cup
but
of tea.
Even still, like now, like I love to travel, and if Dallas and I can't decide on it, I just decide. But
and he goes.
Yeah.
Or else.
But I don't like to travel by myself hardly ever.
Oh, really?
Like, I like the party atmosphere, like somebody to, you know, go out with, explore with.
Yeah, that's why you tried out for the Amazing Race.
Yeah, but
you
I don't.
You were a finalist to get on the show.
I was, but I don't think I would enjoy traveling alone. That takes the fun out of it.
Who was just telling me that they traveled? Oh, Nicole. Hey, Nicole. Last night, we went to the opening of the Manchester in Southend, which was awesome, by the way.
A blast.
And Nicole was sitting at the table, and she said that she planned a trip with a friend to go to the beach, and the friend bailed on her. So she's like, just Finley and I went to the beach by ourselves.
Oh, really?
For the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was for graduation. I was going to the beach, and I couldn't get anyone to go with me. Like, I literally asked four different friends. No one could go. And I was like, fine, Finley and I will go.
Yeah. Oh, and then the story went on, by the way, where some guy thought she was straight and
ended
up hitting on her, which
it was
hilarious.
A whole thing.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, like, Nicole, but you've traveled around a lot, but you've never gone alone. Like, you prefer to travel with someone, right?
Yeah, but I definitely would travel alone. Like, I could see myself having fun doing that.
I've never done it.
Our au pair, Elena, she just went to...
That's all she's been doing.
Well, she went to Asheville with, I guess, like a couple other au pairs. And then she ended up going to Charleston this past weekend by herself. And
that's
I think she might prefer to travel by herself.
Really?
Then you're not, like, trying to make everybody happy on vacation.
Yeah, I was on vacation one time, and it was me and Sterling, and the table beside us at dinner, a girl, by herself reading a book.
Yeah.
And she was having the time of her life.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's awesome.
All right, Unimoons, it's a thing. We'll post that article along with some other stuff up at kiss951.com. You can go read it.
We got your chance to win cash, 5 seconds to cash. That's going to be coming up here in about 10 minutes from now.
And we got to get Nicole on the line with us here in just about under 10 minutes. You've got to hear this. The rules that her Airbnb couple that she stayed with put on the line, and then what Nicole found out the day she was leaving. She found out that the guy was doing something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll get into that, too, under 10 minutes. It's the MRL Show live from Duncan East Plaza Drive in Mooresville. Come by and say hi.
Wake up now. MRL, Jamie, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1. Wake up now.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show. We are at Duncan in Mooresville East Plaza Drive. We're trying to meet 10,000 people.
Hey, I think we're up to 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People at Mooresville is showing out, man.
I know. Show up.
Thank you guys so much for coming
by. Let's get a line wrapped around this building.
Yeah, like Justin Timberlake's inside or something.
Yeah, I know.
No, we want to meet you guys. We want you guys to come by, take pictures. And the next group of people to come by, we got to grab someone to play Can't Beat Loren coming up here around 7:30. We're going to do that game live here from the Duncan. Producer Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, so... hey, don't be mad at us. You're the one that stayed out last night.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I was the first one here.
That is true. You did go to L.A. recently, and you stayed at an Airbnb. You did an Airbnb, but in someone's home. You just Airbnb'd a room.
Yeah, so instead of, like, renting the whole entire place, I just rented a room in somebody's place.
And last week we talked about it before you left. They had a couple things, like they had some rules. You had to be back by 11. We played the audio of you sneaking in with your friend. And then they wanted to know what you wanted for dinner one night. They were going to make you dinner. Can you give us a quick rundown on how it went?
Yeah. So, got there super nice, super chatty, like very chatty. And, you know, I got there and I was like ready to go. But he wanted to show me everything. He did a few dad jokes. It was okay. And then every morning. So him and his wife own a bakery. So morning I would get a knock on my door and like a plate of bagels and spread.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds very nice, except when the knock is at 6:30 in the morning.
That's not wonderful because you just went to bed like at 4.
Exactly. So that would happen. And then I wouldn't, like, it would still be outside of my door at, like, 9. So then I'd get a text message, like, just making sure you got it. And I'm like, got it. So it was fine. Like, it was it was awkward because I was, like, kind of, you know, essentially, like, living at home again. Like, I would come in and talk to this man and his wife and then would, you know, go in my room. And it was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's almost like they feel obligated to host you and, like, take care of you.
Yeah, and, like, I reassured him several times. Like, I'm good. Like, we're good, you know. Like,
did you have a room check?
What does that mean?
Like, did they check at, like, 11 to make sure that you were in your room?
I don't know, because I wasn't there.
Yeah. All right, real quick, before we play 5 Seconds to Cash, I want you to tell this part of the story.
Yeah, so...
You were getting ready to leave, and then you found out something that he'd been doing.
Yeah, so this is the part where it gets weird, is my flight was super early Wednesday morning. So checkout wasn't until 10 in the morning, but I left by 5, so I could make it to the airport before traffic.
Checkout.
And my friend who was staying there... I didn't have to leave until later that day, so she actually checked out. Well, when she was checking out, the guy was like, oh, I texted your friend, but I didn't hear anything back. And she was like, oh, yeah, well, she had to leave early to get to her flight. And she was like, you know, like 5:30 or something. And then he goes, oh, no worries. I can look back on the camera to see what time she left.
Oh, my gosh.
She just texted me that he said that, and I was like, what?
I mean, why? Why would he need to pull camera footage of you?
I don't know, dude. But
why does he have camera footage?
Where is the camera? That's really what I want to know.
I know, and I have no clue. And here's the other thing. I wish I forgot to tell you guys. There were two other rooms that were being Airbnb'd.
What?
Yeah, like, there were two.
How big is this house?
Well, one was, like, a separate, like, a guest house. It was called, like, the studio. Uh-huh. It looked like a shed, basically, and then the other one was in the house.
Did you guys all have to have dinner together?
We did. I think they did, but I did it.
It's like this family took in a bunch of runaways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they feel obligated.
Yeah. Nicole, now if you could please pick up the newspaper and read it to us, and then pass it along to your friend, and she'll read as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
So will you ever do this again? Will you ever Airbnb in a bedroom?
No.
Yeah.
I will get my own place.
Yeah. Hey, when you snuck in that night, you didn't get busted?
I did not get busted, no.
Okay, good.
Well, right. He saw her on the camera, so.
Yeah. And by the way, we were joking yesterday. Nicole comes back yesterday morning, you guys, and she goes, I'm so L.A. She's already changed her area code to the L.A. area code.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so. All right, let's try and give away some cash.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 Seconds to Cash on KISS 95.1.
704-570-9595. All you got to do is name the song, and you win the cash. Call number 9. Good luck from the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 Seconds to Cash on KISS 95.1.
All right, we got Jenny in Harrisburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Jenny. So we are live in Mooresville, and we are ready to give away free cash. All you have to do is name the song, and you can win $100 instantly. Are you ready, Jenny?
I am ready.
All right. Jenny in Harrisburg, for $100, name that song.
Whatever it takes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That was a hard one, too, Jenny.
I know. We were sitting here in the, we're at Duncan and Mooresville. We're like, no one's going to get this.
We always take bets on if people are going to get it.
Loren owes me $100, so can you lend her $100, Jenny? What are you going to do with that money, girl?
Well, I definitely tried separation from my husband, and I have 2 daughters, one in college and one in junior in high school, so... has prom coming up, so I'm using it for her prom.
Good.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Great. Good for you. Jenny, thank you so much for being part of the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show family and winning that money. We're going to start back over. $100 in the jackpot. Marissa at noon is going to have your chance to win with 5 Seconds to Cash, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Hey, coming up, we want to talk about this. You know, Loren, you mentioned it in the dirty the last couple of days. Obviously, the whole the whitest white collar scandal, the most elitist scandal ever.
Yeah, Operation Varsity Blues.
Yes,
but Roy, you said you found out something about your family, and you might be close to this.
Yes, it's hitting a little closer to home than we thought. Yeah.
All right, find out what we're talking about coming up here in just about 3 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So the whole crime ring with Lori
Loughlin,
and she's paying to get her kid through college, and she's going to be facing a lot of...
some excited people just rolled through the door at Dunkin'.
Well, by the way, we're at Dunkin' in Mooresville, East Plaza Drive, if you want to head this way. But she's going to be facing potential jail time for this stuff. And I was talking to my dad about this, about what she did. And
how elitist it is.
Yeah, and like, I was like, that's got to be, you know.
These people.
Right.
Can you
paying
believe
all this
these
money.
People?
And he was like, well, how do you think your cousin made the football team? And I was like, what are you talking about? So my cousin went to this private Christian school. And so so my uncle worked at this school.
Okay.
And he was like, I think head of, I don't want to say, IT or he was head of something there.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was telling me pretty much that's how, you know, he never asked for a raise. My uncle never asked for a raise and took like a low salary. And in return, his kid got to go to the school for free and like got whatever the kid wanted.
So he wanted to play football.
He wanted to play football. He just kind of walked on.
You just perked something in my head, too. I remember my buddy in New Jersey, like in northern New Jersey, if you were getting vertical blinds put in your house, you would use his dad's company, and he was, like, failing. And then all of a sudden, the entire library had new vertical blinds.
And then he started getting passing?
Yeah.
So, like, it's happening on smaller scales.
Yeah.
No, Roy,
like,
this is a thing.
You're right.
Because I told my dad, I'm like, that's no different. I mean, of course, the richos are doing the $1 million
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, it's still happening on such a small scale. You can like, I guess, pay anyone off or with any service.
I went to school with a kid whose parents used to do his homework.
Right.
So, I mean.
You know what I'm realizing? The only reason why we're here right now is because they gave us some donuts. So, Dunkin'.
Yeah. Dunkin's like, do you guys want to come? We're like, maybe. They're like, we'll throw donuts in. We're like, we're there. In fact, we'll do 8 weeks of it. No. Thank you, Dunkin', for having us, of course. But, all right. So we need to then throw it out to you because, like, while Roy was telling that story, Loren and I just looked at each other. We're like, this does happen
all the time.
On a lower level, on a more normal level like us.
Yeah. 704-570-9590. Parents, how did you advance your child? What did you do to, I don't know, push him through? Maybe you paid off a teacher. Maybe you took the coach out for a nice steak dinner one night. What did you do?
We just became friends.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Maybe your husband's a contractor and you're like, honey, I need you to go fix the admissions officer's deck.
Right.
The railing's loose. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, your kid's in school. I mean, it does happen. You can call in anonymously.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you want to call in on somebody else's behalf. Like, if you know someone, if you know a story to be true, you could share it.
704-570-9595. And you can also tweet and Instagram at the MRL Show. Call now. It's KISS 95.1, Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We are at Dunkin'. In Mooresville off of East Plaza Drive. Our goal to meet 10,000 people. So many people have showed up already.
Mm-hmm. I count 55.
Have you? Good gosh.
And by the way, one more thing before we get to these phone calls on how you helped your kids advance, just like the elitist crime that's going on. It's still dark outside, I might add.
I know.
We'll never know because we have the blinds down in the studio,
right?
But we're here at Dunkin' in Mooresville, and y'all, it's 7:30 and it's still dark.
We're out amongst the living.
You know, we found out that through my family that it's happening. People are advancing their kids on smaller scales. You know, I got an uncle who works for a school, and he hasn't asked for a raise, and he's not trying to ask for a raise because he's wanting his kid to get, you know, good grades and get through a football, be on the football team. So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. How are you advancing your kids? Let's bring in Caitlin from Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Caitlin. So tell us what...
I grew up in the South Charlotte area, and every few years they were building new schools. And parents were either renting apartments in Charlotte so that their kid could still go to the same school, or they were getting putting their names on other people's bills.
Oh, wow.
So did anybody ever bust them out?
I think a football player got in trouble once. And you've always heard, like, that some athletes will go and live with coaches so that they can continue to go to that high school.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't really think about that, but now that you say that, my mom was using somebody else's address so my brother could go to school.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All
the best
stuff
part is you get into the carpool pickup line, and you see all these South Carolina car tags, and they're like, yeah, you don't live here, do you?
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, well, thank you so much, Caitlin, for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Anonymous. So how are you advancing your kids?
I'm not really advancing my kid. This is more unrelated, but I bought my car about 2.5 years ago, and it came with window tint, and I've never had a problem with it. And this month I went to go get it inspected, and they said it had failed due to my window tint. And so I went to go see how much it would cost to replace it, and it was going to be quite a few $100s. Mm-hmm. And so one of my family members said that they knew a person that if you gave them a little extra cash, they would pass my car, and even though it was had a legal window tint. And so that's exactly what I did. And $200 later, I passed my car's inspection.
That's funny.
It's called life.
I remember.
This is what we do in life.
Yeah.
We pay each other off.
I know. There was a place in Virginia, I remember. It was a little bit more expensive to get an inspection there. But I swear, the guy, like, literally tapped the horn and looked at the lights and put a sticker on.
I was like, there you go.
That's all you need.
There you go, brother.
That's all you need. All right. Thank you so much for calling.
A couple of text messages coming through, too. Text messages to 704-570-9595. Some parents said that they actually had a teacher change the grade from an F to a C.
What?
Yep. Paid them off.
Hey, C's get degrees.
Are you serious?
Yep.
By the way, you can still text us. Even though we're out of the studio, you can still text us to the studio line.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. 704-570-9595. You ready to do the dirty live?
Sure.
From the Dunkin' in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jesse Smollett was in court yesterday, and he pled not guilty to 16 counts of felony disorderly. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But apparently, if he's convicted, he could face up to 45 years in prison.
Yeah, I heard from like a legal expert that said that they'll just plea bargain down. He'll take one of the pleas on the 16 counts, and that's what he'll do.
See, I don't
40 years. He just is, wasn't
it's
it just
16
a
different counts?
That's
why.
Crap.
But here's
I'm on his side.
I think if he just maintains his innocence, and I think this is probably what he's going for, and the jury can't come to an unanimous decision, then it'll just get dismissed, right?
Yeah, if they can't, because it does still sound like he said, she said.
Right.
I'm just saying, Lori better get more jail time.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, this guy.
They should share a cell and make a reality show out of it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Called Why Are You In Here?
Yeah.
All right, Justin Bieber is struggling with depression, and that's not news to us. He shared that with us on his Instagram not too long ago. But it's putting pressure on his relationship with Hailey Baldwin, according to sources.
Really?
And their marriage has hit a rough patch already.
Well, we were speculating when the post first came out, though. Uh-oh. Trouble in Paradise?
Yeah, but I don't think that that's the root of it. Yeah. I just think that it's kind of bleeding over into the relationship. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, we don't make light of mental health, obviously, but I do know a lot of people that get married and go into a depression.
Right.
Not me.
Why, of course. Of course not you.
I was happy.
All right.
I still am happy. I'm happy. I love it.
Sweetheart, if you're listening.
Yeah,
that's what life is about.
That's right, Kim.
All right. Sad news from Louis Tomlinson. His sister just passed away. She was 18 years old, suffered a heart attack on Wednesday in London.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. No. So we'll have more on this developing story coming up in the 8:30 Dirty.
Oh, good gosh.
Hey, we're going to play Can't Beat Loren live from the Dunkin. I think we have a contestant.
Perfect. All right, so you don't call in for Can't Beat Loren like you typically do. If you do want to play Can't Beat Loren in person, we're going to post up all the different Dunkins that we're going to be at, and so you can see when we're going to be in your town, and you can come play Can't Beat Loren yourself. But Can't Beat Loren, it's going to be coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss 95.1.
We're live in Mooresville, and we're at the Dunkin.
Yay!
Yay!
Here we got a little bit of an audience here, which is pretty
cool. We do. We're playing Can't Beat Loren live today, and Trisha's here to play. She's going to be playing. She's sitting at the table. I think I'm going to be kicked out of the entire restaurant today.
Yes,
so.
Because they're playing the station inside the restaurant, so we literally got to put you out in the rain.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah. Hi, Trish.
Hello. Good morning.
Trish is from Mooresville. You can tell from that accent. Born and raised in Mooresville. Where are you from originally?
Long Island.
Long Island. All right. But today you're representing Mooresville. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. Throw Loren out of the Dunkin' here in Mooresville.
Get to it.
All right. I'm going.
There she goes, everybody.
She's leaving. She's putting the headphones down. She is walking out. Well, she's running out of the store. And she's out of the restaurant. She can no longer hear us. I actually see her outside in the elements of the weather.
I know. It's gotten chilly outside, by the way. Hey, I kind of like this. Don't you think we should throw her out of the studio, like out of the station?
I think we make her go outside.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Trish in Mooresville. In honor of the new single, Sucker, going number one, which Jonas brother purchased a Maybach for his wife, Priyanka Chopra?
Nick Jonas.
I don't even know what a Maybach is.
It's an expensive car.
Mercedes, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, you don't get that if you win. You get a gift card from Dunkin'.
Come on.
Sorry. Happy birthday to Steph Curry, who turned 31 yesterday. What professional sport do we watch Steph play?
Basketball?
Question three. According to close friends of the couple, Joe Alwyn may soon be proposing to his pop star girlfriend. Who is his girlfriend, Joe Alwyn?
I'll have to pass on that one.
All right.
That one, I don't know.
All right. Sure. Question four. We officially can get to know all the men of the new Bachelorette season. What network do we watch The Bachelorette on?
ABC.
Ah, see? She might not know it. Although, that's her show.
Yeah,
both Hallmark and Fuller House have cut ties with Lori Loughlin in wake of the college admission scandal. What was your answer?
What was the question?
Oh, sorry. Oh, that was you, Nicole. Nicole talked to my ear. I thought it was Lori. Trish. Yeah, okay.
I did too.
No, I got you. What streaming service can we watch Fuller House on?
Netflix.
All right, come on in, Loren.
By the way, she has been hopping up and down. It must be cold outside.
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. Why are you hopping up and down? Oh, it's cold?
It was 68 when we drove in this morning. What's gone on since we've been in here?
Yeah.
I know, but I don't have a jacket or anything.
I'm looking out the window, and you're like out in the rain jumping.
All right, if you just joined us, we are live from the Dunkin' on East Plaza Drive in Mooresville playing Can't Beat Loren live with Trish. How did Trish do, Roy?
She got four correct. It's going to be a tough battle.
Good job.
And I don't want to psych you out. There's a network question.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go so we can get to that legendary Friday free-for-all party. In honor of their new single, Sucker, going number one, which Jonas brother purchased a Maybach for his wife, Priyanka Chopra?
Nick.
That's right. 1-1.
Happy birthday to Steph Curry, who turned 31 yesterday. What professional sport does he play?
Basketball.
That's correct. 2-2.
And according to close friends of the couple, Joe Alwyn may soon be proposing to his pop star girlfriend. Who is Joe Alwyn's girlfriend?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Trish passed. The past is 3-2.
Now do you know it?
No. Name.
Yeah.
I know Joe Alwyn. I Taylor Swift, but I don't remember her boyfriend.
Yeah. I couldn't point him out.
They fly under the radar together. Okay. Yeah.
I don't even know why he's important. Like, what does he do?
He's an actor.
Oh.
Yeah.
He owns Dunkin's across the country. We officially can get to know all the men of the new Bachelorette season. What network will we watch The Bachelorette on, Loren?
ABC.
Are you sure?
100%. It's the only network I watch.
That's right. 4-3.
Got another one for you. Both Hallmark and Fuller House have cut ties with Lori Loughlin in the wake of the college admission scandal. What streaming service do we watch Fuller House on for the win?
I believe it's Netflix.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you have 65 wins.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Trish. I'm sorry. I have to make you do it. You know what I want to hear.
My name is Trish, and I can't beat Loren.
Thank you for playing.
Representing Mooresville. Give it up for Trish, everyone.
Don't go anywhere, though, because we have the legendary Friday free-for-all. We are going to play your favorite throwbacks, and we have Shamrock Jam tickets to give to you. Okay. It all starts in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1 is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We are here with two seniors from Lake Norman High School as we broadcast live from the Dunkin' in Mooresville. We are on East Plaza Drive. It's the MRL Show Fam Jam, where we're heading out to different Dunkins all across the Carolinas to meet 10,000 people. We're going to be on South Tryon next week at the Ayersley Center Dunkin' Donuts. So we'll be coming to Rock Hill, I know, is on the list. We're going to put the full list up at kiss95.1.com so you can see where we're going to be.
All right, but do you guys want to say your names?
Yeah, my name is Marvin.
Marvin?
And I'm Henry. We're from Lake Norman High School, and we just want to give a shout-out
to one of my best friends. His name is Sven Hales. Shout out to you. You're not listening, but you're at school. But
you can get the podcast later, and you can play it for him on the podcast.
You should shout out your teachers too, so that you know you get a pass.
Right? I apologize, Miss Sloan. I'm late. I'm just grabbed a late snack, but I'll be there later.
Yeah, he's doing a work internship, as we were talking about before. Yeah. He's learning. He's getting valuable experience.
This is a learning experience.
All right, but this is also our St. Paddy's Day show. We're celebrating St. Paddy's Day on Sunday.
And here's what we have. We've taken two bottles, and we've duct taped them together. Okay, so there's a bottle on top and a bottle on bottom. And all you have to do is flip it over and shake, because there's Lucky Charms inside. Shake, and try to get all the Lucky Charms to the other end of the bottle.
All right, Loren, who are you going to take?
I'm going to take Marvin.
All right. I will take, what was your name again?
Henry.
Okay. Henry. Two of the easiest names, and I can't remember.
Okay.
Marvin and Henry, here we go. Winner gets a gift card.
First one to get all the Lucky Charms in your side of the bottle wins. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Don't let me down, Marvin. Keep shaking. All right. Oh, Marvin's way ahead already. Henry is lagging behind a little bit, but catching up. Lots of Lucky Charms moving through the bottles. Oh, Henry's got like a tornado thing going on, and it seems to be working. Oh, my God. Oh, Marvin. Marvin is the winner.
Marvin, where's my microphone?
I don't know.
Why are you touching the buttons? You should not touch controls.
Yeah, no. That's why we have an engineer here.
I missed the whole thing. I was talking to the engineer the whole time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Marvin won?
Yes, Marvin won.
Thanks.
What would you... I don't hear myself at all, Brad. But what would you like to say?
I just want to give a shout-out to my teachers at Lake Norman.
You guys already did that.
I didn't get to say a shout-out.
Okay, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I also won't get in trouble because my teachers love me.
Oh, there you go. What are you guys doing next year? What are we going to do after we graduate Lake Norman?
I'm thinking about going to college.
Good idea.
Yeah, and state. So, you know, learning to be a therapist and all that.
Cool. Okay. All right. Wow. Congratulations, awesome. You guys. Hey, let's get into the dirty celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick around. We're going to give you guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Really sad news for Louis Tomlinson's family. They're grieving for the second time in just under 2 years. Breaking news that his sister has passed away. She was 18 years old, and they believe that she suffered a heart attack on Wednesday in London. So police are obviously looking into the death just to make sure.
Yeah, but because 18-year-olds don't have heart attacks.
I know.
That's not a thing.
So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with their family. Wow. Lori Loughlin, she is at the forefront of this whole Varsity Blues ring that the FBI are trying to bring down all these parents that have paid for their kids to go to college on the sly. And she was accused of paying $500,000 to get her two daughters into University of Southern California on rowing scholarships, but they never rowed. But Hallmark and Fuller House have cut ties with Lori now, and her daughter is a YouTube star, and Sephora has parted ways with her as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so big stuff coming
out.
And
I don't even think she's the main one at fault.
She wasn't the... Here's
you know what I mean? I think there's a lot more people who's...
There's like 50-something people in this thing.
She's just the richo that...
No, so she didn't even gift the most. Like, there are people who paid... I think $1 million to get their kids into Harvard.
Good gosh.
Yeah. So there's definitely $500,000 was a drop in the bucket for them. Yeah. Joe, Real Housewife of New York, he is out of prison, or New Jersey, I'm sorry, is out of prison now and has gone straight to ICE agents. He was not able to go home, and he's awaiting deportation now to go back to Italy.
Mm.
Yeah. Who is that?
Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
Joe Giudice.
I've heard it pronounced like so many different ways. Giudice. I've heard it every which way.
All right. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Lorette like? I don't know if they hear us because
it's like loud.
Loud.
We'll just talk really loud like that.
What does Lorraine like?
I'll tell you what. I'll stop the music.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So this is fun. You know, the weather's getting nicer, and we're all going to be outside pretty soon. But I found a golf beer pong meshed game. So now you can putt in beer pong. And yeah, or champagne pong, whatever you want to play.
Oh, fantastic.
But this is really great for your on-the-go parties, and we'll have that information up for you at kiss95.1.com.
All right.
I
check
love the sound
out.
Effect.
And so much more. Hey, we got to talk about social media and when you're asked to pull a picture down because someone said you're not supposed to post that. Mm. We had somebody come in here, and we said we're going to post a picture. They go, I'd rather you not.
Right.
And I'll tell you why they said that.
I'm surprised the two high school kids wanted to be on the radio.
The two high school kids who are skipping school, they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this other person who was an adult said, please don't post my picture. So we're going to talk about that coming up in under 10 minutes. On the MRL Show, live from Duncan in Mooresville. Stop by and say hi. East Plaza Drive, right by the college.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. We are at Dunkin' Donuts in Mooresville off of East Plaza Drive. And we are having so much fun out here today.
We're meeting so many people. James is here right now. He's like right in front of our table.
He's
dancing. He's eight. He's got his koozies.
Yeah, man. Thanks for stopping by.
I'm 8 years old.
You're eight years old. You're a big boy.
I know. We took photos. Handsome. And he was. It's been a lot of fun.
We're talking to everybody who's not here right now. We're talking on the radio right now to everybody.
There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to our conversation right now.
No way.
Yes,
yeah.
Way. Yes, way.
No way. That's what our bosses say, too. They say no way.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
James is now all over Roy's computer.
Yes, that's
hilarious.
A meme on Facebook here. Do you want me to read the meme outside? You'll hit every cone on the highway before I let you merge in front of me. That's what it says.
Yeah, James thinks that's funny. Yeah. If you live up here off of 77 or 85, you get that
joke. You know
joke.
About it.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Oh, man. But we are having so much fun. And we're going to be doing this every Friday. I think next week we're going to be at the Arsley Center at the Dunkin' down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So expect us out every Friday.
And I know Rock Hill's on our list. We're actually going to put up a list on our website, kiss95.1.com, so you can go and find out where we're going to be so you can plan on it for you. I think we're doing this right through like the beginning of May.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you know what I want to bring up real quick, too?
We
need to get you guys involved in the conversation at 704-570-9595. You can text us, too, to that number. We have the textability here at Dunkin', but... So a guy came in, like one of the earlier dudes, and we were taking pictures, and then he pulled me aside like as he went off, and he goes, hey, do me a favor and don't post that.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, really? So I made a joke.
Somewhere?
I made a joke. He goes, no, I'm supposed to be not in Mooresville. I'm supposed to be in Greenville. And I'm really, really late. And we were like, I was like, yeah.
Really late, yeah.
You're really,
trek.
Really late. Yeah. And he goes, I was supposed to stay in Greenville last night, but I have my girlfriend's here in Mooresville, so I stayed here, so please don't post it.
Oh, so maybe he's lying to like his work?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
He's lying to his work.
I thought,
yeah.
I was like, were we aiding a
or
cheater?
His wife.
Or his wife.
He's lying to somebody.
He was staying here with his girlfriend.
He's like, my girlfriend's in Mooresville. My wife lives in Greenville. I'm supposed
Sorry.
To be here. No.
I'm sure we'll talk to him about War of the Roses at some point.
It's his work, and he's supposed to be up there doing work. But that got us thinking, though. We want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. Because people post pictures of each other on socials freely. And it doesn't even have to be anything that crucial. Like, Lorraine, if someone posts a picture of you and you don't like the way you look, you could tell your friend to take it down, can't you?
Yes. But here's the thing. Even my Facebook, I have to approve everything.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when people tag me in, like, old pictures and, like, I have glasses or, you know, something ridiculous. Or I was wearing some awful fashion. I don't want that on my Facebook. So I make everything have to be approved.
But I don't think you should have the power to tell them to take it down.
I think you should be able to ask your friends.
I think that you can just not share it on your stuff.
Well, let's say Roy posts a picture of the three of us. Roy looks really good. You don't like the way you look. And you say to Roy, hey, pull that picture down. But Roy's like, I look good in it.
Yeah, that's fine. He doesn't have to do it, maybe. But, I mean, as a friend, I would think that that's okay for me to ask, at least.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You asked a friend to pull down one of your pictures?
Yes.
And did they do it?
Uh-huh.
Under protest?
No, not under protest.
Mm.
But I've done it for my friend, too.
You know, there's...
I think I'm always asking people to take my photo down. like some past.
Roy's only on the dark web.
I know.
That's the only place you can find him.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we need you to call 704-570-9595. We have the ability to talk to anyone we want anywhere in the Carolinas, just like we were back in the studio. So we need to hear from you guys. Why did you ask someone, or why did someone ask you to pull a picture down? Was it because maybe you weren't supposed to be there like the dude this morning?
Yeah.
Or was it because you just looked awful? And what was the conversation like? Did the friend say no?
Well, if you guys remember, when I got this job, I got in trouble with my employer. So I came down here to Charlotte to audition and get the morning show job. And we did a bit on the radio where I guess I was wearing... I signed up for a dating underwear website.
A diaper website. Yeah, diaper dating.
And so we did some funny photo of me on a couch, and it was a funny bit, and they posted it. So by the time I got back to Virginia and I went to work, because I just told them I was taking sick days. I didn't want to tell my boss, say, hey, I'm jumping ship. And he was like, hey, so I saw that you were at Kiss in Charlotte.
Oh boy.
Well, we're about to have a really uncomfortable conversation.
Pull the picture down.
It was too late at that point.
Yeah.
All right. 704-570-9595. Did you ask or did someone ask you to take a picture down off of the socials? We'll take your phone calls. We also have texting too. 704-570-9595. Your calls in just about 8 minutes.
On the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. We are in Mooresville at Duncan. Off of 150 East Plaza Drive.
Yep, it is the MRL Show Fam Jam, meeting so many awesome people here. We're on our way to meeting 10,000 people, hopefully, in the next couple weeks. We're going to go to different Dunkin' Donuts all across the Carolinas. But we're taking your phone calls this morning, Lorraine. We have a simple question we want to ask you guys at 704-570-9595.
Yeah, when did you have to ask somebody to take a photo off of social media? Like, maybe you got caught in something. And we just got a text message from 704 that says, I had a close friend that was going through a divorce, and we went to the beach for the weekend. My boyfriend and I went out, and we took some photos, and of course that person was in the photos. Well, his crazy ex-wife saw the photos and literally drove to the beach, showed up where we were eating, and made a scene. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was going to say, why do you have to say crazy ex-wife? And then you answered that without me even asking
right.
that.
There you go.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know.
She drove. Wow. All right, 704-570-9595.
Let's bring in Dion. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us when you wanted someone to take a photo down.
Well, my boyfriend and I were going to take a selfie. And he said, I know, let's make a funny face. And so I did. I crossed my eyes. And he took the picture and I looked at it. He did not make a funny face. But my eyes are crossed and I look crazy. I begged him to delete it and not put it on, but of course he put it on Facebook.
Of course.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sounds like your guy has a great personality. He's funny.
he is, or at least he thinks so.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Dion, we are going to be at a Dunkin' and Gastonia in a couple weeks, too. We don't know exactly which one, but keep your ears out. We want you to come say hi to us, okay?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Awesome. We're on our way to meeting 10,000 people. Now, producer Nicole did such a wonderful job for the first 2 hours putting the show together, telling us if we had more calls and stuff. But Aaron, who's running the board now, I have no idea.
He's texting us.
Oh.
Yeah, we have Megan. He's telling us that we have Megan on the phone. Megan, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Megan? Oh, boy. He just texted and said we have Megan.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, there we can hear Megan.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Landis.
All right. Well, welcome. We're in Mooresville, so welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. I love your guys' show. I listen to it literally. This is the only station I listen to.
Oh, thank you.
That means so much to us. We've talked to so many people today who said that, too, and you guys are really, really special. It really puts a smile on our faces. So if we put up a picture of you, you would ask us to take it down. Would we do it? That's the question now on the table. When did someone ask you to do that?
So it wasn't somebody that asked me to take the photo down. It was actually a coworker of mine. She posted a photo of my daughter. And, you know, I knew she was taking the picture, but she didn't tell me she was posting it on Facebook or anything. So I was, like, kind of shocked by that because, you know, she didn't tell me she was posting it. She didn't ask me if she could post it. And I was just, you know, why did you post a picture of my child without running it by me first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
people are very protective of their kids. I know somebody in radio, a buddy of ours in Detroit, never posted a picture of his kids. Like, he will show them doing things. I think they're in, like, the marching band and stuff, and he blacks out their faces.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a cool move.
I don't, though. I mean, Ruby's been all over my my seven-month-old. Dean's been all over it.
Well, but luckily, our fans haven't been,
drive down to the bachelor party crazy. Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Like the phone call we just got. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like that.
Yeah.
We can share. We feel free to share our lives.
Yeah. That's true.
704 just texted in and
thanks,
said,
Megan.
I didn't make somebody take it down, but I took a picture with my friends, and she didn't want her ex-boyfriend to see it, so she made me block him on Instagram. Now, we've actually been in that situation before where somebody close to us has asked us to block an ex.
Yeah,
on
that's
Instagram.
True.
Yeah.
Right. We did it, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we are live here at the Duncan in Mooresville on East Plaza Drive, right by the college we hear in the ABC store, police station. Apparently, everything in Mooresville is right around us.
That's what we hear.
And
so we're going to be out here just for a little bit longer, but if you want to look at the full list of where we're going to be, we're going to get that posted up at kiss951.com. Next Friday, we're going to be at the Arsley Center in Charlotte, so make sure you join us at the Duncan there. But it's called the MRL Fam Jam, and we're taking the show. We're taking the Friday free-for-all to the streets. You can listen. You can play Can't Beat Loren in person.
Yep.
We have gift cards to Duncan's that we're going to be giving out, so feel free to come out and say hi to us. And plus, we're trying to reach our goal over the span of months that we're going to be doing this. We're trying to reach we're trying to meet 10,000 people. That's the big goal.
Yep. And so we have one of our favorite MRL show fam members here, Tina Porter, whose son Austin is in the boy band Pretty Much.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And she is here to challenge you, Roy.
Okay.
In the Shamrock Shake game.
Yes, it's where we've taken two bottles and we've kind of put the ends, the top of the bottles together. We've duct taped it, almost like a science experiment.
Yeah, like you it would like, kind of look like that.
Yeah, and our goal is we have Lucky Charms on one end of the bottle. You have to shake it to get the Lucky Charms to the other end of the bottle. The first one who gets the Lucky Charms in the new bottle wins. That's the game.
All right, and we got a dozen donuts thanks to Dunkin' Donuts on the line. So Tina or Roy will walk out of here with a Dunkin' Donuts. And either person, I'm getting one. So I'm the real winner,
right.
Loren. So we're going to do that coming up just after.
Same here, Tina. If you win.
Tina, there's going to be you're walking out of here with two donuts. You know if you win, right?
Yeah, so you're going to have to share with everyone.
We're going
to
have more fun from the Dunkin' in Mooresville on East Plaza Drive. Come by and say hi. We're going to be here for about another 30 minutes or so doing the show live on KISS95.1.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS95.1.
All right, we are here at Duncan in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Yep, East Plaza Drive, 150. That's where we are, and we are going to play a fun game. We have Tina Porter here with us. And if you didn't know, her son, Austin Porter, is in the boy band Pretty Much, which is going to be in Charlotte in July, right?
July
17th. July 17th. So we have two bottles taped together. Like the top of the bottles are facing each other, taped together, and they have Lucky Charms in them. Now, the goal is for us to twist these over and shake it to try to get all the Lucky Charms from one bottle to the other.
It's a lucky shake.
It's a lucky shake.
Loren, tell everyone what we're playing for today.
We are playing for a dozen Dunkin' Donuts.
Whoa. Hey! Right on! Perfect! Oh, and they look good.
And they're sitting right here in front of us, too, just in case you guys needed a little motivation.
I know, and they got that, what is that thing called? A vanilla headlight? Is that the one? I like that one. A little cream
I like
on
the
top.
One with the cereal sprinkles things on it.
Okay.
And by the way, when Kimberly from Dunkin' brought them over, she handled it like Meghan Markle. In Deal or No Deal, like she was a suitcase girl. She like opened it. We were like, oh.
Yeah. Everyone got excited, clapping. Yeah. All right, so are you ready, Tina?
I'm ready.
All right.
Can I hold it sideways to cheat, or it has to just be straight up?
I think you can any way you want to.
How do you
want
to do it? Whatever it's supposed to be.
Just have
down.
To get all the cereal into the other bottle. Ready? 3, okay. 2, 1, go.
All right. Two water right. bottles. The shake is on. Roy versus Tina Porter, whose son Austin is in the band Pretty Much.
It looks like Tina maybe has given up on her side of the
I think
shake.
Tina's winning, though.
Really? Oh, Tina just got a bunch in.
No! No!
Looks like Tina's using two hands.
No! This isn't happening.
Tina's using two hands.
Roy is
Tina.
Trying to swirl his now.
Yeah!
Oh, Roy! Roy with the come-behind victory.
Good job.
I'll share my donuts with you. How about that?
Roy with the come-behind victory using the bottle to let's play, Loren, real quick.
You know, it's like a shake weight. You guys remember those things?
Yeah.
So what we have is they are Lucky Charms. We're putting them in from one side of the bottle to the other. They're taped together.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, count us down.
Yep. 3, 2, 1, go.
I like that Maney just wanted to get in on this so much.
I love competition.
I know you do.
This looks fun.
I feel like nothing's coming out.
I put a cork in Loren's bottle.
I know. That's what I feel like. Nothing's moving.
It's kind of like an hourglass, and you're just trying to shake the sand from one side to the other. But the sand in this case is the Lucky Charms.
No, I'm moving it.
I'm getting it. Get it. Oh!
No, I beat you.
That's awesome.
I'm exhausted.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
It is. And it is like a shake weight. I don't know who said that, but it's exactly like a shake weight.
Yeah, we have a take-home version for someone in the crowd, too. Feel free to
play it at home.
You know
what I love? It's like you can see all the sugar coated on the bottles.
Speaking of St. Paddy's Day, it's Sunday, but the party is really tomorrow with the Manny Roy and Loren Show and Kiss 95.1 at Queen Park Social.
Yes, it's called the Shamrock Gym. We invite you to get your tickets right now at kiss95.1.com, or you can just show up and get your tickets at the door, but we are going to be there. It's going to be one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parties. We have live music. We're going to be boozing in the parking lot.
Yeah. So the weather looks good, too, by the way. They're calling, like, 62 and, like, cloudy, which is, I love that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not
trying to get sunburned.
Right?
But our day.
Ginger.
This leprechaun's not trying to get sunburned.
Right.
But we're doing the parade in the morning, and then we're heading over to Queen Park Social.
Yeah.
So I will be Ubering, because it's a party.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
You guys join us. You can also, if you don't buy tickets in advance, you can roll up and get tickets there at the Queen Park Social for the second annual Shamrock Jam, okay? Anything else?
I think that's it.
What time is it?
It is
9:07.
We got another 3 hours to go, huh?
No, this is it. This is the end. We will be doing this again at the Duncan and Arsley Town Center. That's going to be next Friday. And you can see all the locations that we're going to be at up on the website at kiss95.1.com. When we take the show, we're taking it on the road every Friday. And hopefully we'll be coming to your town soon.
A lot of people to thank. We want to thank every single person who came through here
to
Mooresville
today.
By the way,
a lot more people than I thought.
A lot more people like us.
I thought we were a little bit more hated.
All right, you two. Can I get your heads out of the door?
No, it's not that, Loren. It's like you meet people and they go, "Hey, we listen." But I know, like, everybody punches. Like I punch around.
Right.
But these people, man, you guys in Mooresville were awesome.
Like, I know, and everyone's got a busy life too, so it really does mean the world to us when you come out and say hi.
Absolutely.
So thank you to everyone who came through. Thank you to Kimberly and Duncan for hooking us up here today.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks to Melanie and Stacy from our promotions team for waking up. Hey, this is the first of like 10, though.
Yeah, I hope it's not bad.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Our engineer, who, by the way, had to come here like yesterday to get all the equipment wired up. And
just so this silly show can be on the air.
They came early this morning. We appreciate all y'all so much.
Nicole, are you in the studio? Where are you, Nicole?
I'm here.
Hey.
Is Aaron ready to, because next week you're going to be with us, and Aaron's going to be running the board. Do you think he's ready?
Oh, boy.
There's a silence.
Silence. Wow. What's that? What's the saying? Silence is deafening?
Right.
Yo, I'm back.
Nicole, how do you think the show went today on a scale of 1 to disaster?
It went good, and Aaron's going to be fine next week. So.
Okay. All right.
We shall see.
All right. Hey, we want to see everybody. Look for us at the parade tomorrow in Uptown. And then, of course, we want to see everybody on Saturday at Queen Park Social. Okay? Anything else?
That's it.
I'll head over to kiss95.1.com to be one of the first people to ride the Copperhead Strike, the new roller coaster, because a week from today, we're going to be camping out at Carowinds. But that's a story for next week.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
Okay?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you. I'm tired. I got to go. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.